Maseches Peah, Perches, Mishnah Gimel, 8:3. The Mishnah continues on, giving illustrations of scenarios where the Baal HaBayis is or isn't believed when he sells you food, based on the principle that if his claim is plausible, we believe him, and if it's implausible, we don't believe him, we treat what he sells you as demai, which would need further tithing out of doubt, as we'll explain later. The Mishnah says, Ne'eman ala chitin, ve'ne'eman ala kemech, b'lo lapas. The ani is believed if he claims that this wheat that I got is wheat that I received as Meiser Ani. That's what the bartender learned. We're talking about Meiser Ani here. Many others, Tosi Yontov, etc., learn it's equally applicable to Peya, Leket, and Shechcha. So here the Mishnah says, Ne'eman ala chitin, if the ani claims that he received this raw wheat as is, as Meiser Ani, he is believed. Ve'ne'emanin ala kemech v'lo lapas. If he claims, however, that he received a gift of Meiser Ani in the form of raw wheat or in the form of a baked bread, he's not believed, because that's not the normal way in which a person would give Meiser Ani. The normal way to do it would be to give the raw food stuff and let the Ani deal with it himself. The sheet of the bartender will be that what we're looking for is a plausible claim, and therefore the point of the Mishnah here is if he claims he received it as processed grain, we don't believe him, because the normal way for Baal HaBayis to give his Meiser Ani would be as unprocessed. However, if the Ani claims, I received this as raw grain, but I processed it myself into flour or into bread so I could reap the extra economic benefits of putting in my own labor and get more money, and then he would be believed. The Mishnah continues in a similar fashion. Ne'emanin ala se'ora shel orez. He's believed if he is presenting you with raw, unprocessed rice. But if it's already processed rice, meaning it's now white rice or it's already cooked rice, then he's not believed similarly, because that's not the way in which Baal HaBayis would give the gift of Meiser Ani. Bartender has two pshatim on exactly what the word Sa'ora Shel Orez means. Sa'ora, it's a strange turn of phrase, because Sa'ora is barley and Orez is rice, so it means literally something like the barley of rice. Doesn't make sense exactly. So he gives two pshatim, both are similar. In principle, the first is that it's rice still inside, unthreshed rice. So it's rice grain still inside the stalks of rice. And the second shot is it's actually been threshed, so it's no longer the rice no longer in the stalks, but it's still whole grain rice, meaning it hasn't yet been further hulled to remove the endosperm, that brown stuff around the white rice. Because again, that process of removing the husk around the hull around the rice is a lot of work, and it doesn't make economic sense why a farmer or Baal HaBayis would do that work and give his already worked and processed grain into the ani when he could just easily give it to him in raw, unprocessed format. The Mishnah continues on. Ne'eman ala pol. An ani would be believed if he claims he got this bean in its unprocessed format. But ve'ein ne'emanin ala grisin. He wouldn't be believed if he claims he received these beans as a bean paste already ground up, and that's how he received it as a Meiser Ani, he would not be believed. Lo chayim v'lo muvushalim, whether it's raw, uncooked bean paste, or if it's even cooked bean paste, either way, he's certainly not believed, because normally a person would rather, even if he had already, let's say, for example, ground or cooked his beans at the bean paste, and now he realizes he didn't give Meiser Ani, he still wouldn't give that cooked bean paste or the processed beans to the ani. Instead, he'd go back to his pantry and get raw beans he has for storage, since he has other ones normally that he wouldn't have processed. So again, he would give that instead, because then let the ani do the work instead of giving from his own work. Ne'eman ala shemen, the ani is believed to say that oil, lomar shel ma'aser anihu, if he says the oil is ma'aser ani, that is believed because it's quite normal for the farmer to process his olives and then give from the processed olives the oil that came from the process to the ani as Meiser Ani. Ve'ne'eman in alav lomar shel zeis nikofu. But he's not believed if he claims that, the other way around compared to the previous clause of the Mishnah, that he got these as raw olives but then processed them himself. The reason why is because when it comes to grain or rice, beans, etc., so it's normal to receive them in the raw format, and then it makes economic sense to make single batches as a poor person into bread or paste, flour, etc. However, when it comes to producing olive oil, there's only an economy of scale that makes sense. It's a big process. It requires heavy machinery of the time of the Mishnah, meaning a full olive press, etc. And it doesn't make any economic sense for a person to take, a cup full of olives and turn them into olive oil. It just makes no sense. And Ani wouldn't have resources to do it anyways because you need a full press, etc. And therefore, the normal thing to do was to give the Ani his Maaser Ani from the olive harvest in the form of olive oil so you can use it. But if you claim, I went and these are Zeise Nikuf, these are olives that I banged off the trees and then processed them and made them into olive oil, that is implausible, and therefore we would not believe him. And therefore, if he sold it to us, in all these cases, when we don't believe him, it means we purchased the foodstuff, but we treat it as demai, and we do certain tithes again out of doubt.